Over the last year to year and a half, most of the cattle on feed reports have been friendly to the cattle markets, mainly because it continues to show the short supply and the strong demand that we're seeing as far as cattle are concerned. And that's unlikely going to change in February's cattle on feed report, which will be due out on Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Early estimates have the numbers coming in for on feed at about 98.5% of a year ago. Placements are expected to be close to 97% of a year ago. And for marketings, we're looking at a number closer to 87% of a year ago. Of course, placements and marketing continue to be at their 9-10 year lows as far as numbers are concerned. And as far as the number of cattle on feed, that number continues to dwindle as well, mainly because we continue to keep the border to Mexico closed. And that's keeping quite a few cattle off out of the U.S. and out of the U.S. feedlots. That has continued to help support the market. Now, looking at what's going forward, right now it continues to be a pretty tight supply as far as the cattle or the feeder cattle are concerned. That continues to help push the prices. Fat cattle market has been seeing a little bit of a slowdown as far as kills are concerned. Weights continue to go up, and that's helping to keep production up on the upper end of the range. But overall, we continue to see very tight supplies, and that's helping to support this market as it is trying to make another run to the old contract high. It likely will reach that level depending on where these numbers come in, but we are expecting to see cattle to continue to climb here in the short term as supplies continue to be extremely tight.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.